My name is Cassidy McCabe, your Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent, and this week of Spirit of the Suffragettes, I spoke with Jenny Beeman. Jenny uses they-them pronouns, and they are the author of the book Trans People in Higher Education and the director of the Stonewall Center at the University of Massachusetts. They are also the coordinator of the Campus Pride's Trans Policy Clearinghouse and the co-chair of International Pronouns Day. In this interview, we talked about their book, as well as the work that they have done on the UMass campus relating to trans-inclusive spaces. Would you be able to share with our viewers a bit about your book, Trans People in Higher Education?
Sure. It's the first book to look at the experiences of trans undergrad, grad students, faculty, and staff in the U.S. It's an anthology that combines personal stories. So there's a section of people's personal experiences as faculty, staff, or students, and then there's a section that is research on students, for the most part. There's a couple of on staff, faculty.
Is there anything current happening right now that relates to the elements of your book or the work you do?
Well, trans people are very much in the news, and certainly there are a lot being written and talked about the experiences of trans youth and efforts being made to recognize and support them, both with K-12 education as well as in families and communities. So I think there is a lot that's really happening. It's a very important topic that's getting a lot of attention.
Is there anyone who has inspired your work or the work you do?
That's a good question. Not a particular person. I've been doing this work for about 20 years now, and I would say what inspired me was not an individual, but just trans students in general. 20 years ago, seeing really the first trans students coming out on college campuses and no one knowing what the heck to do to be supportive of them or even recognizing them. And so felt the need really to be sharing their experiences and putting out there what colleges need to be doing to be more trans-inclusive and how they needed to change to be supportive of trans students.
In what ways would you say that our social rights movements have changed over the past century in relation to the U.S. women's suffrage movement?
Well, I think in terms of the feminist movement, I think a lot has changed in the last couple decades, particularly this last decade, over inclusion, recognizing that that category of women is much larger than it often has been thought of, except for a small number of outliers who are hostile towards trans people. The feminist movement has been very supportive of trans people and wanting to include trans women and seeing trans women as women and as part of the movement and their needs as being relevant to the movement. So I think that's an important change. Not that there's not issues that come up in terms of failure to understand the experiences of trans people and trans women in particular, but there is that effort to recognize that what it means to be a woman has certainly changed. And we see this with a lot of women's colleges that really are defining themselves as being more colleges for individuals who are of minoritized genders. So admitting trans women, but also admitting individuals who transition to be male and individuals who are non-binary. So opening up what it means to be a woman to be much more embracing.
Do you consider yourself an activist?
At this point in my life, I consider myself to be an advocate. As a college administrator, I see my role as facilitating activism, trying to push for change through the system where students are out there sitting in whatever office. I see my role is talking to the people in that office and trying to relay the concerns of the students and hopefully doing so before it gets to a point where students are having to sit in to have their voices heard or their needs met. So I see myself as more of being supportive of activism rather than being an activist myself.
Thinking of how we look at the women's suffrage movement and the women progressed that movement as major history makers, would you nominate anyone as a modern figure of our current social rights movements?
The name that most readily comes to mind is Susan Stryker, who is a trans filmmaker, historian, academic, founded the first trans studies program in this country at the University of Arizona, written a short book, A Trans History, and is now working on a very comprehensive trans history book. Really has been just a heroic figure, a guiding light for recognizing trans people and trans history, recognizing that we do have a history, and also just been a wonderful role model for individuals like myself as a historian, as an academic. She's just done such amazing work.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Good luck to you.
For more information about this upcoming Women's Resource Fair and Summer Festival, please visit mediasanctuary.org and be sure to save the dates for our Summer Festival. We are launching with the 7th Annual Freedom Festival on Saturday, June 8th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. featuring artists Sarak and Faye Victor and the Mutations for Justice. The festival and resource fair will then continue every Tuesday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. from July 16th through August 20th and close with the 9th Annual Story Harvest Celebration on September 21st featuring artists Katani and Tocotello. You can visit our website and see the full talent lineup for the festival at mediasanctuary.org/news/talent-lineup. Thank you for listening to this week's piece on the spirit of the suffragettes.